She tried
Why
so
are you laughing, oh, Vanessa? No.
She tried so hard.
Right away.
Nothing's even happened yet.
You know, I think it's just Eric's deadly stare into your soul.
That deadly?
Is
just,
Why
well,
is
maybe
it deadly?
Deadly. Maybe that was the wrong word. I don't know how to speak. But
but you're on a podcast.
The bad, deep stare into Vanessa's soul just made her.
What is happening?
I feel like I just looked at her, but that's fine.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, go. Go, Eric.
This is what happens when everyone else tries to intro the podcast and not Eric.
It doesn't work.
Welcome to the Foreshore Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Eric here as always, and we've got the rest of the crew here. I'm pretty sure everyone can tell who Vanessa is by the giggles and the laughs.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, I just thought of something. It's the fourth episode. For sure. Why didn't we plan something fun? Well, we always have something fun, but
I
like,
can tell you exactly why we didn't plan something fun. It's because we work all the way up until this point, and then we throw the podcast together.
And we say, correct, let's go. It's fine. Yep. It's always a fun episode.
And that's why they're not edited.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all. We really do just kind of hit record and
see what comes out.
We don't stop. It just goes.
It just, exactly.
I know.
It's pretty amazing what you can do with GarageBand and an Apple computer nowadays.
And some microphones, too.
I love my very expensive Apple computer.
Yeah.
I remember when you read me to buy that, and you're like, should I do it? Do I not do it?
It was right at the beginning of COVID.
Dude, okay.
I had, like, quit my job for a second, and I was like, well, I quit my job, and I'm going to buy a $2,300 computer.
Massive computer.
Like a great idea.
It was hilarious because, like, in a string of a week, you bought, like, a computer. You bought, like, presentation software. Yeah,
like,
you bought a guitar.
And you paid rent.
I really did.
And he paid rent.
I don't know who I thought I was, like, Sam's Club employee, but...
That was like the one time we skipped Chipotle for a week.
I was like, I
can't even afford $10 for my burrito with guac.
Yep.
Rip.
Because guac costs.
But
extra.
I mean, it was all stuff that I needed except for the guitar. I didn't need the guitar, but
it was
I wanted
fun,
it.
Though.
But now you have it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other things were definitely needed, especially for all the stuff that we're doing because of COVID online, all the things we use. Way too much.
Yeah, well, it ended up working out.
It's become like way more evident how important some of this stuff has been, too.
It's worked out really well for us.
I know.
Yeah.
So thanks for your purchase.
Yeah, clutch.
You're welcome.
Thank
you for financing the endeavor.
I did finance the endeavor.
Pretty much.
Hey, we just have
I
all
got
of
us
our
merch.
You did. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
you
want
to explain those?
Okay. So I thought it would be a really cute surprise to my best friends to get us each a sweatshirt with our logo on the back, and they say 100% on the front. So if you want one, follow us on Instagram and send us a DM.
Yeah. They're a cute little crew neck, and they're black. They're so cute. Oh, my gosh.
They are. We'll eventually have a store on our website, but we need some suggestions and feedback first.
Yes,
so definitely go hit up that Instagram, plus.
And we're going to be doing stickers, too.
For sure.
If you don't want a full send with a sweatshirt. A little sticker.
But you should full send.
But it's almost sweater season.
You have to match
In some
us.
Places it is sweater.
We're wearing the sweaters right now.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, they are comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
And we are in Arizona where it is very hot. So we're kind of sweating still because it doesn't cool down yet.
I mean,
but,
it's starting to get cool at night.
Yeah.
We talked about that the
other
day.
It was awesome this morning. I woke up early before work to go on a walk on the river walk near my house. It was like 62 degrees. Mm-hmm. It was so great.
See, it's true, but like as soon as the sun like is out, it's blazing. Because I went outside after church and I was like, it is very warm with the sun directly on
you. Oh, it still hit
you.
Like I think almost 100 today. Yeah.
Great.
But
the temperature swing is super weird right now because it's almost like 40 degrees swing.
That's how like October is for Arizona. It's just like it gets really cold at night, and then it's really, really hot during the day.
But at night is so nice. I was out last night at the top of Campbell, for those of you who know that where that is, just like stargazing, working on the paper.
Yep.
And it was so, so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So nice.
Well, yeah, Vanessa and I went out to a restaurant. What's it called? What was that restaurant called that we went to?
Which one?
It was like Union, but it wasn't Union.
Oh, Reforma.
Reforma. It's all like the same restaurant. But we were out on a patio, and we were like, we could actually use a sweater.
It was so nice.
It was a little chilly.
Vanessa and I are ready. It's our time to wear hoodies and leggings
and boots.
I'm going to get to go back to flannels,
and
man.
Oh,
and flannels. And I don't really wear scarves.
Oh, yeah. I just bought my first flannel because it was on sale at the end of the season. Yes. So now I can really wear it all the time.
See, this is awesome, especially for Tyler, because he's a music person within the church.
I know.
So he's like the stereotype for being a worship leader. So he's entered
the
ranks.
Oh my gosh. So Eric and I will be matching for multiple weekends.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of flannel and jeans and boots.
Flannel merch.
Oh.
Boom. I just put those two together. Okay.
Sorry, just a little idea thrown out there.
Mm-hmm. Thinking out loud.
I like
anywhere
that.
We can name drop. Am I right?
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. I think what we need is dad hats. I love dad hats.
I do too.
Literally. I don't think Tyler will wear a hat.
Yeah, my hair's too pretty.
I'll wear hats sometimes. It depends on what I'm doing.
I'll wear a hat.
I like hats. Hats are fun. You don't have to do your hair.
And here in Arizona, we can always wear hats.
Wearing a hat stresses me out because it's ruining my hair.
Oh, my gosh.
It does give me that, like, kind of compressed hair thing going on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm like, it's hiding the hair that I didn't wash for 3 days.
Literally, Vanessa and I are looking at each other like, we don't have those
issues. I could never do that.
Oh, but speaking of that hair ring, found out today because of a photo. I wear a mask all day at work, and I had a mask line on the back of my head.
It was so funny.
It was ridiculous. Yeah.
We'll post it on our silliest Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll just see that.
You'll have to swipe.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it.
It'll be at the end of a photo gallery.
Yeah, it won't be the first photo we put up there.
Please no.
You better comment something. Call them out on it.
Do it. Yeah, tell me how ridiculous it looks, because it looks ridiculous. I'm on your side for this.
It's so funny.
It's a little halo.
It's okay. Yep. But, yeah, it is getting closer to sweater weather. I'm so excited.
I love sweater weather.
I'm so excited.
It's also like cuddle weather.
Yeah.
And that is like, you know, speaking of like love language type of things, cuddling, it's a good thing.
Cuddling's a vibe. It's cuffing season, everybody.
Yeah, coffee, cuddles, and...
Mm-hmm. not for Zira and Tyler. They're already together.
Not cuffing season. We are cuffed.
We have been cuffed.
For quite some time.
I'm single as a Pringle, so the only cuffing that's going on is like the cap on the can.
Same.
Oh, good. Good.
Same. Retweet. Preach. Speaking of the choir.
Well, now that you brought it up, we have to go through our love languages.
Okay.
I'm curious.
My first one is quality time, which makes total sense because I love to spend time with people. I like to do things with people. That's my top one. What are your guys's top ones?
Mine's also quality time, and I think quality time is good because it specifically says like undivided attention. Like it's not like you're sitting with someone and you're both on your phones. Like that's not quality time. It's just those times where you sit down with someone and, you know, just have a full conversation. Just vibe.
My first one is also quality time.
Amazing.
Eric?
So mine's actually tied between quality time and physical touch.
Okay. Oh.
Like when I took the test, it was literally a tie. Like both were number one.
Love that.
So
my second is physical touch, which makes sense because I'm always going in for a hug.
Hugs are great. I always thought that my physical touch would be higher up, but that one's my third one. My second one is words of affirmation, which I think makes sense. Like, I don't know, people saying nice things is always good. It's never something that you don't want to happen.
Or don't want to hear.
Yeah. I know. Definitely would prefer that over the one that's my absolute lowest is gifts.
And so
Vanessa,
is mine.
Yeah, Vanessa and I were just talking about this. We like giving gifts. We don't like receiving gifts.
I always feel bad when I receive a gift. Like, even if it's my birthday or Christmas, I always feel so bad. Like, I don't deserve it, and I'd rather give gifts. I love picking out gifts. So come Christmas time, I'm so excited to pick out your guys' stuff, even though we're going to do Secret Santa.
Yes, we are.
What's your second one, Tyler?
My second one is acts of service, which totally makes sense.
Yeah,
considering
really?
That my whole life has been like service to everything.
Well, yeah.
And then my third one's words of affirmation, and then the last two, receiving gifts, and then my last is physical touch. I'm not a touchy person.
Yeah, Tyler doesn't like
it. It's evident whenever we like hug at the end of a night.
Yeah.
Tyler's just like, so funny.
I know. I can give hugs to people, but like when it comes down to it, like I don't get all cuddly and all like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
I just
Sierra's like, yeah.
I'm like, here I am.
But see, like we both share the quality time one.
Yeah.
I think that to me it matters more. Just to spend time with someone, then
that's true.
To be all over.
And I agree. Like, I feel like when we have like our best memories, it's when we're doing something. And that's why, like, we don't really I think, where's receiving gifts on yours, Tyler?
Second to last.
Okay, yeah. Mine's dead last. Like, our birthdays are a day apart, so we are, like, we're not going to give gifts to each other, just back and forth. We always try and go somewhere or do something, like...
That's so nice.
It's so much, mm-hmm. Oh, it's so much better, because, yeah. At the end of the day, like, what is it that we
need? I don't
need
a
mean?
Thing from yeah. Ciara, and yeah. vice versa.
Yeah, we...
Because we share pretty much everything now anyways, so it's not, like... Like, here's a toaster. Oh, it's our
toaster. Oh, yeah, literally.
I don't know why I said toaster.
Literally, like, for...
Toaster of all things.
I know. For Christmas last year, we would buy stuff for our apartment and then wrap it and open it on Christmas.
Literally.
Like, oh, Tyler, I have this picture of Tyler with Butters opening this giant Tupperware box, and we were like, yay, Tupperware, when we had bought it together.
It was just something
must
to be
nice
there.
To be in a relationship.
I was about to say, that's real cute.
Thank yeah. you.
Eric are like, nice.
We're like your typical white family, golden yeah. retriever, Christmas tree golden up retriever. Thanksgiving.
Okay,
you know?
Speaking of our golden retriever, I don't want to do a tangent, but I just have to say, our angel turned 3 the other
yes,
day.
He
is 3 years old, and I've never been happier.
That dog is so cute.
So cute.
He's such a little nugget. He's so cute.
He's the best dog ever. We'll have to post a picture of him, too.
Oh, yeah. He can do, like, pictures with us,
yeah,
too.
He needs to be featured.
Yeah, we love Butters.
Featured. Mr. Butters.
I know.
Yep.
Okay, going back off that tangent, words of affirmation for me is my third one, and I feel like if any of my ex-boyfriends are listening to this, they're going to be like, no, she needed that all the time.
Oh, gosh.
But it's not, I just, like, felt, it was one of those things where, like, yeah, tell me these things, mm-hmm. because then I don't want to, like, look for them, but I feel like this is not a diss to anyone I've been with. Like... Like, there's a book called Love and Respect, and, like, women need to be loved and men need to be respected.
Oh,
but, like, with love comes words of affirmation.
Yeah.
And I never felt like I got that enough, so.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, you miss it if it's not there. Like, mm-hmm. it's so much harder, like, once you don't get those, like, words of affirmation, the, like, I love yous or whatever form it comes in. You start to notice it, and then when it does come around, you're like, oh, like, I haven't heard that in a really long time.
Dude, I question that all the time.
Literally.
So that's, I get why that's my third.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not the top, and it's not the bottom.
Yeah.
That's the same for me. It is my third as well. And it's like, I don't need people to tell me, like, oh, you're nice. You know, yeah. Like, I don't need yeah, the compliments. Nice. I mean, they're cool to have, but, like,
yeah.
I don't need it.
Where does that fall for you, words of affirmation?
Words of affirmation for me is number 4, actually.
Okay, so we're all kind of right there.
Oh,
well, I think an important qualifier, too, is because, like, when we talk about love languages, I think we sort of combine both the receiving and the giving into one kind of jumbled, this is my love language, right? So, like, when I'm talking about my love languages in this particular order, it's specifically receiving. It's not nearly as much about the giving on this, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like receiving physical touch, quality time, acts of service, right, in that order is important, right? But the way I would give love would be different. And I think if memory serves me correctly, the last time I took this quiz or test, whatever it is, I think I had acts of service as number 1. Yeah, physical touch is number 2. Or I think I might have been tied again between physical touch and quality time. Those two are always
Those two really next to each other.
Yeah,
mine are separated by a very slim percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was like, I think it was words of affirmation, then gift giving or something like that.
Yeah.
Especially because a lot of times I think gift giving is wrapped up within acts of service for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly.
Because like when I get somebody a gift, like I get them a very thought out, intentional gift.
Mm-hmm. Or like something useful.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. Like Eric's gift to me was, I was actually so surprised when, I think it was on my birthday, like I was talking about this Bible that is like really cool. And then Eric just like gave it to me on my birthday.
Oh, that's
I was
so
like,
nice.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was a really cool present. Yeah.
See, I'm the type of person, if we're talking about the opposite, like receiving gifts, I said I feel guilty. I don't love it. It's nice, but I just feel bad.
Yeah.
But giving gifts, I'm the type of person who if I see something and it reminds me of you, I'm like, okay. Or like I know you would like it or whatever it is. I am the type of person to get that. But then I also try to think like to something so meaningful to the person.
Yeah.
But it's weird how people give gifts and receive gifts differently. But I guess that's like why it makes up your love language and stuff like that.
I feel like for me, I I'm really that person that like gives people pictures. Like I am that person because that's the thing. Like I don't, there's not like a material object that I would want. Like if someone gave me like a framed picture of us, like that would be great. Like for Father's Day, I designed like a picture of Tyler and Butters and it was like a little thought bubble coming out of Butters that said best dog dad ever. Like I do things like that. I'm not a very big, or I'll like take someone somewhere. Like my dad knows this for sure. Every time it's his birthday or Christmas or whatever, my brother and I will be like, okay, dad, like, where do you want us to take you? Like, we'll take you to dinner or we'll go do like putt-putt or something like that. I feel like that's how I give gifts. I'm not a big like materials type person.
But you relate it to quality time.
Yeah, boom. Exactly. That's
connection made.
That's the tea.
Yeah. Acts of service. What does that mean?
It's like if someone is like, they recognize that you're stressed, but they know that you need to do laundry, they do it for you.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, okay. So you could see it as like, you know, a married couple, like let's say kind of like old fashioned household where like the wife has like a part-time job, helps look after the kids. Right. And like mm-hmm. does house chores, like, cleaning the dishes, stuff like that. And then like husband gets home early one day while wife's out doing grocery shopping or something like that. And the husband's like, you know what? I'm going to like get the laundry done and do the dishes and vacuum.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right? So nice. Why is that not higher? Oh, because I do everything about myself.
And it doesn't have to be things like household related. Yeah. Right? It could be like anything, right? Like opening a door for somebody.
Yeah. Oh, that is so nice. I live for that.
I know that's like super sketchy nowadays. It's like you never know who's going to say what, but.
True. I've had a really bad instance.
I had somebody who got offended that I held the door for them.
Oh my gosh.
I watched that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, was I telling you this story then?
I think so.
I think we talked about this because literally I think it was the same exact thing. I just witnessed it happen where I was on campus when I was doing my undergrad and I saw some guy open the door for someone and she literally rejected him and was like, you don't need to open the door for me. And then he like looked so sad, like he was just trying to do something nice. And so then he saw me coming and he like went to close it. And I was like, no, you can hold the door open for me. Uh-huh. And he's like, okay, like that's so just like a little thing. No, okay, so
it
that's
has nothing to do with like gender.
No, it's just that's being the thing. Nice.
Like, it has nothing to do with anything. It's just a common courtesy. Yeah.
I said curdy.
Words.
Literally. I know, like I feel like I was always taught by my parents that, because it's like me and my brother, it's never like, oh, Cameron, hold the door open for your sister. It mm-hmm. was like, whoever's the closest to the door gets
right,
the door.
It's just a common courtesy across the board. It has nothing to do with, you know, whoever you are. It's just like, if somebody's right behind you, like, hold the door for them.
Yeah, like, always, like, look back.
Is not dead for anyone.
No.
Yes.
As long as you don't kill it off.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Well, those are
nice.
We all have pretty similar.
But they are
languages.
Pretty similar.
I like that.
Like other around.
Exactly. Like quality time is high, which is good because we literally spend like every second together. Yeah. So I'd hope we'd enjoy it.
Well, I think you start to, especially like in our case, like we start to realize it more now that we're separated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When the whole quarantine thing started, I think for all of us who like really desire that quality time, things got real where it was gosh, I need people.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Which is saying something because, like, I'm more introverted, you know? So to really want to, like, go out of my way to, like, spend time with people, that was a big deal. Because mm-hmm. most of, like, I'm not the person who wants to go to the party and interact with, like, 20 people.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who wants to go to the party and be the kind of mysterious dude with the beard who's
really
good.
You're like, where's the dog?
At party tricks.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
I love
my 21st birthday party. Remember that?
Oh yeah, that was fun.
That
was a lot of fun.
Oh, so fun.
Vanessa and I are looking at each other like we're like 99% extroverts.
I wore a modest as hottest T-shirt to that party,
oh,
and it was
gosh.
Great. It's like a triple XL.
I love
that. That was my birthday present from Eric.
Yeah, it was awesome. We got these. If you haven't been able to tell by any of the prior episodes, we all work within a youth ministry program now. And we had, this is a while ago, we had these shirts made up that say modest is hottest and like just like
retro.
It's like goofy kind of retro colored, you know, pop bubble
neon pink.
Letters. And I got her a neon pink modest is hottest T-shirt. They're like,
I
it's like
love
a
that.
Triple quadruple XL, just massive.
And it was just so funny.
And it's gray.
Yeah. And it was just so funny because it was my 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And
I felt like a dad. I was all like,
shirt.
Dad has shown up.
Oh, I love that.
It's so funny. That was so funny.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a really good gift. I was appreciative of receiving that gift, Eric. Thanks. Yes.
I was happy to give it.
I just had a flashback. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, my.
It was so funny because everyone was like, what does that shirt say? And it was just the funniest thing ever. Everyone lost their mind.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was such a good conversation starter.
It was really
so good. Many people that I didn't know were just all like, nice shirt. I'm like, yeah, it is.
You're like, yes, in fact.
It's like, I should let you wear it.
Oh, we can't explain that.
Guys, no, we can't. No, we can't. Let's just say it was close to Halloween and there were some costumes.
Yep.
Love that.
100%.
100%.
For sure. For sure.
Oh, gosh. We're saying all the quotes.
Yeah. All the name drops.
But, no, that's... I like that we all have the same similar love language. And going off of like quality time, I texted you guys today and I was like, I'm so excited to see you guys today. I feel like it's been forever. It's literally been like 4 days?
Yeah.
No, not even.
Oh, I know.
Not even.
Like a week for me, but
that's because you were going to Phoenix.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, we're in Tucson.
Yes, we are.
So I can't believe you have to do that drive.
Bro, listen, it used to be so fine because my mom lived in Chandler, which is like kind of south of the main Phoenix area. And from her door to my dorm, it was an hour and 15 minutes,
That's
which is
it?
Like nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, because she lived like right off of Arizona Avenue, which goes straight to the 10. Like it was perfect. But now I have to go because my mom moved and I'm so happy for her. I love where she's at now. But I have to go all the way up to Scottsdale and now it's like a 2 hour drive. And oh my gosh, like
it
thank
makes
gosh.
A difference. Like you
it
don't
does.
Realize how big of a difference driving like 30 extra minutes.
Oh, it's,
makes
somewhere. It's so rough. And like, I used to listen to podcasts on that drive and then my favorite podcast ended and then I was so sad. But then we started this one. So now I just listen to our episodes on the
drive. I can't stand driving to Phoenix because like you have to get there within a certain time or leave within a certain time to not hit traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't be stuck in traffic for that long. Like I don't like driving.
Yeah,
so
it's a good thing you're from Arizona then. I'm from California, so I'm used to just like bumper to bumper
rough.
All day.
Yeah, that's the worst. I hate that.
No, yeah.
I would drive up to Phoenix two reasons. One, because I coached volleyball, played volleyball, and so I was constantly going to Phoenix because there weren't enough volleyball teams here in Tucson to have tournaments here. Luckily, it's been better now, but I'm not playing anymore, but I'm still coaching. And, driving to Phoenix, like to get there for your games that start at 8, you had to leave here at like 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Or like get up at 4 in the morning, which was the worst. And then you'd play volleyball all day and then you'd leave and get back at like 10 o'clock at night because you need dinner.
Exhausting.
And it's exhausting. It's such a full day.
Gosh. Yeah.
And it was just horrible. And then I dated someone in Phoenix and it wasn't that bad.
Then you have something to look forward to. Like,
yeah.
That's how I am. Like, driving to Phoenix is great because I get to see my family, and then driving back is great because I get to see Tyler and you guys and Butters. So it's always something to look forward to. But in the middle,
it's
rough.
It's, I think, well, I don't know. There's a few bad spots in Arizona if we're talking about just, like, driving and dreariness. there's some tough spots. Like, the segment... when you hit I-5 to go to San Diego.
Right.
Oh my goodness. That's like about halfway for me.
Yeah. If you take I-5 out to San Diego and there is just nothing
there's out there.
There's literally nothing. There's rocks.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's like rocks.
Rocks and more and more desert.
It's
rocks. Oh gosh.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. There's nothing out there. Such a boring drive.
Yep.
That's why I love Tucson.
I love Tucson too.
Well, I love Arizona in general, right?
Me
but
too.
Tucson is like very special. Fun fact, it is a Sky Island territory.
What really?
What does that mean?
It means that in the Tucson, like the
She's still laughing at my Seriously. SpongeBob joke.
I'm so sorry. It just hit me that was from SpongeBob, and now I'm crying laughing. Continue.
I'm so thankful for my mom not letting me watch SpongeBob and ruining
You're
my
missing
brain.
Out. You're missing out.
Yes,
you're
Anyways.
Okay. You're missing out.
Continue.
Sky Island Territory.
Yeah,
go.
Sky Island Territory. Sky Island Territory is a spot that is basically capable of like housing every single... ecosystem from the south border of the United States to the northern border of the United States, right?
That's so cool.
So, like, you know, lakes and stuff for sea life, snow. So like we had bears. I think we still have bears on Mount Lemmon.
We do.
Mountain lions. We've got low desert, stuff like that. So it's basically got like, with the exception of like the ocean, right?
The ocean.
We do not have that.
Yeah. No, we do not. We have like every other like typical habitat that you would find.
Mm-hmm. Tucson is just so great. And I was the only one born and raised here out of all four of us. And I used to really hate it. I was like, I'm leaving here. It's the worst. It's just dirt.
That's
it's just
I felt
dust.
Too.
It's just, ugh, I hated it. There's scorpions and javelinas.
And then I went to Phoenix.
And you're like,
and then I went to Phoenix. No, and then I took a field studies class. So shout out to everyone who took that field studies class with me in high school because it was the best class ever. And I learned to appreciate Arizona just so much for all that it is. Like, I'm telling you right now, the most gorgeous thing in the world to me is seeing snow on a saguaro cactus.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
I know.
Where else are you going to see that? Nowhere else.
It's insane.
It's just like you talking about the Sky Island territory.
Yeah.
It's literally just the most gorgeous thing ever.
Well, and there are like, you know, don't get me wrong, roses, daisies, lilies, mm-hmm. whatever, all pretty flowers. But like, you have not seen a flower until you've seen one of those little barrel cactus bloom with their translucent, like,
white,
vibrant
pinks. Orange.
So
like,
pretty.
They are unbelievably vivid. It's truly, like, incredible. And there's also, I don't remember exactly what the cactus is, but there's, like, an actual gathering at the Tohono O'Chul Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's a specific night where a specific cactus blooms once a year at night. Like,
oh my gosh,
within,
I want to go. We should go.
It's not a specific day. It's like a specific like week or something like that where they all bloom within a week and it's only at night. It's
That's
really
crazy.
Cool.
I want to go to that.
See, we just don't, like, what we have here, no one else has in the world. And it's just amazing to me. And the other thing that I'll say about Arizona, especially Tucson that I love, because I haven't seen it anywhere else, aside from maybe Sedona, actually.
Love Sedona.
I do too. One of my favorite places ever. But sunsets and sunrises.
So
I've
good.
Missed
sunsets
yeah.
and sunrises.
The only other place that I would ever like say does Arizona justice is Hawaii. Those are the two places.
Yeah.
But here, the sunsets are just different. Like seeing a sunset in Hawaii, it's reflecting off the ocean. It's different within itself. But Arizona, oh my gosh, the cotton candy skies.
Oh, it's
I'll have
so
to show
good.
You. I took a picture when I was in Rwanda.
Oh.
That was probably some of the sunsets I saw there were just utterly incredible.
Took your breath away.
Oh yeah, no, they were just so unbelievably beautiful, and I think it was interesting because it wasn't like the kind of smoggy ocean sunset that you get in like California, which like I hate to say it, but like it looks really pretty, right? Like it's
unfortunately,
but like the reason you get all those like super deep reds and colors and stuff like that is because of the dust and the smog and stuff and all the light refraction. This isn't science hour, but anyways, but in Rwanda it was different because instead of like smoggy pollution from like cars and stuff like that, I was like out in the boonies when I was there in the hills. It was actually smoke from fires because
so it's different,
right
sure.
so the whole area would have like a certain like kind of light layer of smoke around because everyone did wood burning stoves and stuff like that or like open pit fire cooking for all of their meals because it's
Love
so
that.
Like it's so poor over there in terms of like you know money and technology that's just how they do their thing. But it gave that you would get this crazy contrast from like a deep blue where it's starting to get like night sky into that like lighter blue, into that pink, into that deep red. Like it's amazing. And then the ground and everything, the hills are still green. And the dirt there was like a
red.
It was like, it was like a amaretto kind of red brown. It was really amazing.
So you got
this like crazy color contrast. I'll have to show you guys a picture at some point.
I feel like the sunsets where you are like, oh my gosh, that looks so pretty. Let me take out my phone. And then your phone like doesn't capture it.
Never.
Close.
Well, and it never will, especially because like our eyes are so much more sophisticated than any camera.
But like trying to take a picture of the sunset, sending it to my family who lives in like Italy or Canada and sending it to them, they think that the picture is what it looks like. And I'm like, you have no idea. It looks a million times better than this. But all of that, like the cactuses and the... Even the dirt.
Cacti.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
I would have done it, too.
Oops. The cacti. And
I think it's funny how the person who's from California just corrected the person from Arizona.
Leave me alone. But anyways, thanks for correcting me. The cacti and like all the flowers and all the animals and the dirt. Like, I love the dirt. I love putting cowboy boots on, and I love the dirt now.
It's fun.
Like, going off-roading here is so fun.
It's
and
true.
Like, what are you laughing at, Eric? What are you laughing at?
She goes, I like the dirt.
I like dirt.
I do. Stop. I like the dirt. I like to be, like, not all the time, but, like, I like my jeans to be
Can
dusty.
Can we put that on some merch? Can we put that on some merch, Stop. Vanessa?
This is like a country song. This is starting to be a country song. We need some more beer and horses, and then yeah. we have
well,
a country song.
Eric is literally slumped in his seat laughing at me right
it.
Now, and that's
I'm
so rude.
I'm trying so hard to get it back together, but it's hard.
You're being so mean.
Everybody judge me for crying laughing over SpongeBob, and here we are.
I'm still judging. I have not.
Tyler
not
hasn't even
laughing.
Cracked a smile. He's just
okay,
sitting.
But like, if my life could be like a country song, like not a depressing one, like a good one.
A good
like
one.
Like a really cute one. I would love it to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm. It's a vibe. Yeah.
Period. I love Arizona.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
I love
feel
Arizona
like,
too. It's grown so much.
Oh, yeah. And Tyler and I are both from Phoenix. And I remember, we were talking about this recently, where I was like, it hurts me when people say bad things about Tucson. Because it's not even like,
right?
like
Tucson, especially Tucson. Like, Tucson's
yeah.
awesome.
Like, I love Tucson mainly because, like, I don't know. Like, we established ourselves here. Like, it's like our place. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, I absolutely love it mainly because of all of the memories and like all of the people that I've met here. Like, I feel like it's so much, it's a much like better community because it's so like rallied around the U of A and like
bear just, down.
Exactly, bear down. Like, Phoenix feels very separated compared to like the community vibe that you get when you're in Tucson.
Well, and Tucson just has so many cute little local small places.
Yeah, like all the small businesses just have like the best food and the best products and everything.
It's just the best.
We're a gastronomy center of America.
Really? Oh yeah, we are the food. Yeah. I know we're the food capital of Arizona. Definitely.
Yeah, no, we're one of the gastronomy centers of the United States.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
that makes me really happy. Yeah, because my parents own a restaurant here.
That's yep. very and yummy.
Shout out Trattoria Pino in Tucson. The
and
best.
And Eric also works at a local.
I do. I work at a local restaurant. Been open for almost 3 years now. Something
oh,
like
that. Yeah.
Or like, I think it has been 3 years. It's yeah. it's actually going on 4 now. It's called Teaspoon. It's a little brunch spot.
It's so good.
A little. Yeah. I still haven't
it's
been
awesome.
There.
We're gonna go.
We need to go.
It's so good. So we go. We should go. We should make that like another thing that we do all the time. Is go
yeah.
there because we go to my family's restaurant mm-hmm. for Italian food every Tuesday night.
We do.
That's and right.
It's like we have a sitting reservation.
Oh, it's the
we
best.
We really do.
Tucson just has like good things like
it
that.
It does. Like you're never out here like searching for a chain really.
It's
you
also
find
so quiet.
It
and
is.
Nice. Okay. There's not
the only like complaint that I kind of have about Tucson is that
Watch
I
yourself.
Really you're going to agree
threatening
with this.
Eyes.
It's fine.
Okay, okay.
The only real complaint that I have with Tucson is like the infrastructure in terms of roads.
Oh,
oh
so bad.
Well, that has to do
gosh.
With politics and government, which we don't need to go to.
Yeah,
definitely.
This is not a political show. Well, no, but it's well, so fun fact, right? So the infrastructure that Phoenix got, all the highway systems and stuff mm-hmm. and everything and the way it's like there's like a loop system around Phoenix
yep.
and mm-hmm. all that stuff. That was actually supposed to be in Tucson.
Ooh.
That's and really the, unfortunate.
Yeah,
that's
and then
so
it act, and I don't again politics and history that I'm not super familiar with, but it happened. It somehow got like transitioned to Phoenix, and then like Phoenix became the capital, and mm-hmm. then yeah.
Well, see, in a way, that's a good thing because there's so much more nature down here, and if that happened, like mountains would probably
no exactly
get
like I don't want to be Phoenix,
like,
right? I think it's a good thing that it didn't end up. Being
no,
here.
No, for sure.
Right? That's it's
with
great.
The new freeway that just opened up in Phoenix to continue the loop, that, I mean, they blew up half of a mountain to put it through, which
yeah.
is, like, really sad,
and
you
they,
know?
Especially because there's only three mountains there to begin with.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Literally, I used to live right where they put that freeway, and I remember, well, first when we moved in, they said that they were going to put their freeway. Like, shout out to my mom. She was just
that
telling me this
freeway
the other day.
Has been in the making for a good 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, and then, but when I used to live there, we used to take our dog on, like, little hikes through the mountain, and we would see like all these really awesome petroglyphs and just beautiful nature. And now I was like, my mom used to drive in between Palm Springs and Arizona when she was commuting to work. And she was like, oh, the like freeway makes it such a shorter drive to get to yeah. Palm Springs. But now I'm just like super sad because all of those really nice places that we used to take our dog and go hiking are like gone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even get me started.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, I don't get it.
You'll get it. You'll get it in about 5 seconds. Oh, where were you gosh. Going? Where were you going with
go
that?
Go ahead.
We're gonna play a game.
Oh, look at that.
Hello. Don't even get me started.
Oh my god.
It's because you're wearing your polo underneath your sweater.
You have your collar popped out.
This is my.
It's because he got sunburned at Apple Annie's, and now he's got like
so sunburned. I'm red as the apples at Apple Annie's.
Oh, literally so sunburned.
You are not. Bad. It's not as sunburned as well, like,
your neck is really now. Bad.
Look at my neck.
It's really not the worst.
It's not. You were more sunburned this summer when we were hanging out by the pool.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Which is another. I'm just gonna throw another thing in here. Arizona summer all the time. It's absolutely amazing.
It's a vibe.
It's definitely worth the 4 months of terrible heat for the other eight 8 months of nice weather. Had to think about it for
don't
a second.
Don't even get me started.
On what weather in Arizona?
Okay, should we play this game?
Yeah, Vanessa, yes, you have to go first.
Okay, well, you have to explain how we play,
oh,
Sierra.
Okay, let me explain. Okay, so here's where I got this idea from. So my favorite podcast of absolute all time is the Jenna Julian podcast, which is Jenna Marbles. Well, Jenna Mori is her full name. And Julian Solomita, literally like almost 300 episodes, and I've heard every single one. That's the podcast I used to listen on my drives. But I don't think they created it. But I might be wrong. I don't know. Go listen to theirs after you listen to this. It's really good. Yeah, we're stealing the game because it's really funny.
Yeah.
So basically what you do is you write down different ranting or opinion topics that are kind of stupid. Like the example that we just listened to was Jenna had to rant about why soup is the best meal. So it's like not super crazy topics, but you write
down. It could literally be like a word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you write it down, you put it in a bowl, and everybody has to take one from the bowl. So we each put two in there. Then we're going to pick one out, and you have to start it with, don't even get me started on, and then you read the topic.
And we have to defend it.
You have to defend it. You have to rant about it. Like, it doesn't even matter if you share this opinion.
Ooh, so do we get to, like, leave room for rebuttal?
Well, I mean, we can discuss
is
it.
Is this a debate?
It's oh not. My gosh. I mean.
It's not a debate. We've established that already.
Definitely not.
It was a debate.
Okay, wait. If we pick our own, I think we should put it back.
So
okay.
is there a time limit on this?
Should we go for like a minute?
Yeah.
We need a time limit.
We don't even need to time
it. No, let's just go.
Just keep going.
I'm going to be very, very good at this game.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, can I not go first?
I'll go first. Okay. I'm going to get it over with.
Okay, if you get your own, put it back in the bowl. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. This is actually
going
to
be
fun.
Oh, my God. I mean, I guess it's kind of good for me. Okay. Okay, so I just, like, say, like, don't even get
me started.
Don't even get me started on the color blue. All of my clothes I own are blue. Literally, the only colors in my closet of shirts are blue, red, and white. That's it. I'm almost, like, yeah. So,
in case you were wondering,
that's
everybody's
gonna sound
just
horrible
crying,
in the mic.
Laughing.
I know it's going to sound horrible.
Everyone's crying because they know it's true. I'm currently wearing a blue shirt.
Yeah, the end of his microphone
that's
is
true.
Blue.
It is.
His shoes are blue.
My shoes are blue. My computer case is blue.
It's like a navy.
Oh my god.
Navy blue. Yep. Yeah. When the iPhone 12 comes out on Tuesday, I'm going to buy the navy blue iPhone 12.
Of course.
Hopefully, that's actually going to happen. So.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and this possibly podcast will be out on Tuesday, so yay.
Send Tyler a little good luck DM saying good luck on getting the iPhone.
Hopefully it happened. Hopefully it did happen. Cool.
Oh, okay, Tyler's done.
We're going to do like two rounds.
Yeah, we'll go in a circle.
No, don't go net. Go this way.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Damn,
wait, are we not going to rebuttal his thing, the color blue?
I mean, I don't think we have to. Yeah. We discussed
you
it.
What is there to rebuttal? About this?
It's just the color
listen,
blue. we just rant about
try
it.
Try that again.
I will argue with you on anything.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, see, this is going to be great because I'm good at winning these.
I'm just going to sit here. I'm so non-confrontational. It's funny.
I'm going to make a joke.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. All right.
Sierra.
My turn?
Your turn.
Okay.
Okay. If you get your own, put it back.
Oh, I know whose handwriting this is. Okay. Don't even get me started on Apple products. Listen, Apple products like are so much better than Android. Like, I will literally fight people on this. I'm actually glad
what
I got
gamers?
This.
Gamers?
Bro, I don't care. get an Apple product. Like, the whole fact that you have all of these devices that can connect to each other, like, the fact that AirDrop exists is the only reason that I'm doing well in my classes.
But what about gamers?
But what about...
I'm not a gamer, so I don't care.
What about everyone else who is a gamer?
Well...
But what about if I want a Pairphone like they have in Victoria?
Okay, a Pairphone is technically... it's basically an Apple product, and it's shaped like a pear.
Yeah, it basically is an Apple product. The
best. Are you defending this, Tyler, or is
I'm
Sierra?
Actually on her side.
Listen,
like, I'm all for
Apple
it.
Products
I like
slap.
How Tyler got the color blue. No one said anything. Sierra and gets now I'm Apple being products, attacked. And it's literally Civil
I
War.
I cannot believe that I'm being attacked by people who have all of their Macs looking at me and their iPhones facing up. Like, can I help you? I'm screaming
this
into the mic at this point.
Being recorded on an Apple product.
It's literally, we have four Macs on this table. I count four iPhones. Like, would you like to fight? An iPad is over there.
Do you know how much money is on this table right now?
Oh,
a
my
good
God.
10 grand.
A lot. A lot
literally
of money.
A lot of money. And here's the thing. I had this computer that I'm absolutely in love with. Not even this one. I had the 11-inch MacBook Air. It was so tiny. It fit in my purse. That. It was the best thing that's ever happened
terrible.
To me. I got it in eighth grade. Lasted me for so long, all through high school. Literally. I just had to get this one because it didn't work. But literally, like... It lasted me so long, and it worked for that long that I wouldn't even pick another computer. Like, if my mom has to use not an Apple product for work, and she's like, I can't figure out what's going on. I'm like, Mom, I can't help you. I don't
Look
know what's going
up.
On either. But yeah.
I'm going to stand behind my Pairphone, and that is that.
Bro, if I had a Pairphone, it's such a weird shape.
It's shaped like a pear. What do you want it to be shaped like a banana?
What are you supposed to, like, fitting it in a pocket would be weird and holding it. Don't you think?
Y'all.
No. Did you get your own?
I did.
Okay.
Of course you did.
Pick another one.
I know. Let's go. He picks the same one.
If I pick the same one. Oh,
guess
man.
You have to argue on it.
I guess.
The universe wants you to have it.
Oh, I know whose handwriting this is.
Oh, gosh. Is it one of mine?
I think it's mine.
Oh, gosh.
Pretty sure I know whose it is.
Okay.
All right, so don't even get me started on why women's pockets are so freaking small. Okay? There's got to be a conspiracy. Like, I don't know what it is, especially because, like, okay, hear me out. Everyone says that, like, this whole society is about, like, the patriarchy and men control everything. If men control everything, like, what is the point, right? Because men know the importance of pockets, right?
True.
Men carry stuff around in their pockets all day,
yes.
every day, and they're like... Eh, women don't get them, right? Like, there's no way. There's no way.
I'm standing with you on this.
No, it's no, it is deceptive. I'm like, see, what's funny is that this is actually kind of legitimate now. It's like,
it's
no,
true.
Like, this, no, like, this is ridiculous. I've like so many friends who are of the female persuasion who do not have pockets, and it's ridiculous. I'm like, hey, can you like throw my keys? Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
what I mean? Like, I.
Yes.
It's so unhelpful. And it's not like it makes the clothes any
no,
better.
It no, it doesn't.
They don't look any different. They don't, nope. like, they're just less functional.
Yeah,
and they're more expensive. There's less material.
I know. I am, like, 100% going to stand with this. Not only did I write that, it makes me angry.
I'm with you.
I'm really
I'm with
triggered.
You on
like,
this.
I, literally, the jeans I'm wearing right now, if I put my phone in it, half of it sticks out. It is obnoxious.
I have enough pocket on my jean. I could give you half.
Yeah. Please do.
Okay.
Like, no, it's ridiculous. Like,
I can't even put my hand in my pocket.
He's standing at
the pocket.
Oh my gosh.
My gosh.
It
that
goes
is not
up
allowed.
To my forearm.
I can't relate. Okay, this is why girls get so excited when they have pockets in their dresses.
Where they have pockets in their dresses and they're like, someone compliments their dress.
And they're like,
it has pockets. Like, that's literally it. It's the best thing that's ever happen.
I'm sorry. We're all losing it every
It's been a long day.
It really has been
we
a
just
long
get,
day, y'all.
We just really love pockets, guys. Like, pockets are the best invention. We
just
care
love
so
Eric's
much.
Explanation. It's just so funny.
Eric is pacing around the room laughing so hard. This little section of the podcast is just going to be laughing for 20 seconds.
I hope you guys are laughing with us.
Literally.
I know I will be.
I don't care if you're laughing with us. It's funny.
Eric's like, screw you guys. We're having a good time.
Oh my gosh.
I think they're trying to make it so girls have to give all their things to their guy friends or boyfriends because this
no,
is what happens.
No,
it's
no.
the other way around.
You give it for us to put in our purse.
Exactly. 100%. Like, you give me things to put in my purse.
Like, Calvin Klein, when they're, like, making jeans, they're, like, you have to buy the Calvin Klein purse because
that's what
you can't
I think.
Put anything in your yes. jeans.
Bro, it could be a conspiracy theory where all the purse people are like, we're going to make pants that don't have enough room for anything. That's no, literally
true.
What they're going to do.
It's true. I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, Vanessa, God. It's your okay. turn.
First of all, I think I know whose handwriting this is, and that's so annoying because I really need to. Oh, God. Okay. Don't even get me started. Oh, no. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Don't even get me started on why the letter Q is the worst letter ever.
Oh, my God.
First of all, it's an O with a tail. I don't like it. Also, you don't really pronounce it in a lot of letters, or it just makes a C sound, or like, a, you know, like, and then in other, in, oh, my gosh, in other languages, it's a totally other sound. Like, what is the sound a Q makes alone?
Q. Quack.
No, like, no, it's just the worst letter ever. Kay. Don't, no. Yeah, it, that's, but that doesn't,
you know, this
there's
is
a
true.
C and a K because that make that sound.
Yes. So yep. why do we need a third? I don't like it.
And also, when like the word has to have Q,
you need a third wheel. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Okay, I'm going to add to this because I also wrote that one. The word, listen, I get very heated about this topic. I think it came from like an iCarly episode or something like that. Okay, anyways. The word Q, Q-U-E-U-E, is literally worst. Just saying the letter oh, yeah. Q, and it's five letters
Quay-quay.
Long.
Quay-quay.
It's not even that because there's only one Q, so it would be Quay-way.
First of all.
I'm shaking.
Isn't it like French, though?
I don't know what it is.
Who cares? It's annoying.
I'm curious now. You okay, guys can Aaron's keep going. Up. I'm going to look it up.
Literally, okay, I'm looking at you, the written letter Q on this piece of paper. And it's annoying the way it looks to me. And it's also, like, when I write it, first of all, my handwriting is just atrocious and, like, all of my letters connect. And so when I write the letter Q, it's so difficult for me to connect the letter before it, if it's in the middle
it's
word,
so bad.
To it. So that's so, it's annoying. It's just
a cursive Q, a little do-do-do-do-do.
okay.
No, I can't, like, I just can't. My Qs look so funky. They
I
look
was
like
correct.
A gate.
It's it
French.
Is French.
Right. Well, French.
From the 16th century, derivative from Latin.
Well,
everything's from Latin. That's why we study Latin.
So it acts so funny. What'd you say it looked like? It looked like an O with a tail?
Yeah, and then it also looks
Latin,
like an 8.
Quauda, cauda means tail.
Boom! Oh,
there you
wait.
Go. Done.
Is it, okay, is it C-A-U-D-A?
C-A-U-D-A,
there's
yeah.
an anatomical body part in the spinal cord that's called that, and it looks there's like a tail.
Ugh. Well, see? You know, when we're, like, being formed in the womb, we have a tail for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, we do. Yes. That's why we have our tailbone. It goes yeah. away.
And then it's gone.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go.
Go
okay.
ahead.
The anticipation.
Oh, my God.
Is it just the one-word one that Vanessa wrote?
Don't even get me started on packed peanuts. For one, I'm allergic to peanuts, so they shouldn't even exist. If I ingest a peanut, I will die. My throat will close,
that's
and I will die.
That's not what you're supposed to do. You have to defend it.
Wait, I thought packed peanuts are like packaging peanuts. Am I dumb?
No. That's literally. It says packed peanuts. Also, I don't have to defend it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I can rant about it. Don't even get me started.
I guess you can pick whichever one, yeah. but I'm still like...
Fine.
Does it mean packing peanuts?
Doesn't it mean packing
no,
peanuts?
No. Yeah. You wrote packed peanuts. That's an item. That's an object.
So what she's talking about specifically is packing peanuts that have been packed.
When they're in the box.
With those things. Squished
what?
Ones.
Yeah.
The styrofoam.
My turn is ruined.
Start over with packaging
peanuts. I'm not
going to
start over. I already started.
Tyler I'll give you a new one.
He goes, peanuts will kill me. It's styrofoam.
If
we're
you
like,
wanted me to think about that, then you have to say packaging peanuts.
No.
Peanuts
because
are
you
little pouches
them.
Of peanuts.
He goes, what's he get on the airplane?
Oh, this is a mess.
Here's what I was envisioning. Packed peanuts. Like, you open the box, they were packed, and you're like, why the heck do
no.
I have so many packing peanuts
packaging
when all
peanuts.
I ordered was a stinking little piece of paper?
Putting the ing on this word changes the
oh,
meaning.
Oh, no. Okay.
Packed peanuts could be A box.
I think we just have to move on. We're not gonna. We're not gonna recover.
This is not gonna get fixed.
No.
This is not gonna
okay.
get fixed.
So my turn is ruined.
Vanessa, you ruined it. Okay.
Sorry, that was so good. I'm really glad you got that one because you are the only one.
Literally,
because I'm also allergic to it. When I see peanut, I'm like, no.
I literally backed away from the microphone and I was like, that's not what she meant. Okay.
Okay.
Oh my
Moving
gosh.
On. Moving on. I love you, Tyler. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Ready? Okay. T, I can talk about this. Okay. Don't even get me started on why McDonald's is the best fast food place. Listen, have y'all ever had a McGriddle?
No.
Yes.
Bro, why not?
Because no.
Okay. Well,
they're gross. That's why.
Listen, McGriddles. Okay. I need to give you a little background on me. I love sweet and salty things. McGriddle is that.
It's that's true.
Literally the best invention that's ever existed. Like a McGriddle will make my day.
So what I just heard you say is that diabetes is the greatest invention.
Diabetes. Listen.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Unbelievable.
McDonald's is not good if you have it every meal of every day.
Definitely
but as a little, like, oh my gosh, it's midnight and we're hungry. Like,
Nico,
Tyler and I were
yesterday.
It's a vibe. Getting, you know, chicken nuggets, like, it's the best. Okay, and another thing, when I was little, literally, like, getting the McDonald's toys,
oh, yeah.
I had to collect them all. I had to collect them all. I was that person. And yep. I've never even had a McFlurry. Honestly,
what?
I know, I'm
that's,
garbage.
That's the what? Best thing from McDonald's.
How can you even defend McDonald's?
Actually, I've never had a McFlurry.
Neither
either.
Have I. Okay.
The ice cream machine's always broken.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
That is true.
Okay, like, don't even get me started about the McDonald's ice cream machine
oh
always
God.
Being broken every single time.
That's okay. All I want is, when I go to McDonald's, that's the only thing.
They just don't want to make it.
No, like, I could have probably run my own sampled test experiment to see how many days in a row the ice cream machine was broken. When I, like, a few years ago, like, three, four years ago, I would go to McDonald's, like, almost every day. Like, it was kind of ridiculous. I'd be, like, on the way from one job to another, and I just needed lunch. And so I would always stop at, like, the same McDonald's. And the ice cream machine was always broken.
Oh,
always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they'd, like, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Just to let you know, our ice cream machine is broken. What can I get for you today?
You're like, well,
and I'm all like, well, I wanted an ice cream, so I guess nothing.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to drive through the line now.
I've never
you
had.
You couldn't, though, because you were trapped. Like, once you got in the drive-thru, you had to, like, wait it out.
You have to
like,
sit there.
I guess I'll get
you
a...
Just get that, like, awkward moment between you and the cashier at the first You're window. Like,
no, then Hello. You... That's when you ask for the spicy Sprite.
Oh, my gosh. All of the Sprite memes. They make me laugh so hard. I know. I mean, yeah, literally, I've never even had a McFlurry, but the, like, I think it's 59-cent vanilla ice cream cones. Mm. Those hit.
So good.
That's all. That's my rant.
Those McFlurries are so good. All right, Eric. I hope you didn't pick your own.
Is it the last one? Or no, Vanessa,
no,
you have one more.
No.
Think what it is.
Do not even get me started about mosquitoes. First of all, the letter Q is in the word mosquitoes. So I never know how to pronounce it. Is it mosquitoes, like all those learned people pronounce it, or is it mosquitoes, like it looks? See, mm-hmm. I thought it was mosquitoes.
It's mosquitoes.
Also, they're like blood-sucking parasites. Who loves blood-sucking parasites?
No
Absolutely
one.
No one. Also, why in the world are they even here? What purpose do they serve? Like, name me one, like, actual biological, like, process in all of mankind, in all of the world, where mosquitoes are necessary.
The frogs have to
No, flies. There's flies.
Yes.
And there's already enough flies. It's fly season. I see them every day.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing about mosquitoes that bothers the heck out of me. Why, when you're in the room with me, you stupid little mosquito, do you choose to fly all up in my ear hole when you have the whole
I
rest
know.
Of the universe to travel around in?
I know.
They're not nice. They're
and
not
then,
nice.
And then you get the little... And you're
I know.
Like,
it's
and
a
you like
terrible
whack
noise.
Yourself in the head.
Terrible.
Okay, maybe that's
oh,
just
no,
me.
Oh, no, they're the worst.
The worst.
Mosquitoes are literally the worst.
All you stinking mosquitoes are listening. I hate you.
And we don't even really have them that bad in Arizona. Like, they're worse in other places.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When I went to Africa, I was, like, terrified. Like,
oh,
like,
my God.
I kid you
no,
not. So
actually.
the very first night that we were in Rwanda, very first night, first of all, you go into your room, at least the room we were staying, that I was staying in, and the minute you walk in, the bed is covered in a mosquito net.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, this is great. So this is just malaria
yes.
in this
oh,
room.
Literally.
Perfect, oh. right? Okay, and I'm in the middle of, like, I try to take a shower, and there's a mosquito in the bathroom.
And you're okay? like, oh, no.
No, I, like, kid you not, was, like, on the wall watching the mosquito trying to creep around to find the door to then close the door, and I put a towel on the door seam yep. to make sure that the mosquito couldn't get out into my room near my mosquito net. That was
Don't
my
get
space.
A mosquito
net. Yeah. I was like, this is my space. Granted, once you kind of got past all the fear and terrifyingness of mosquitoes and, you know, all of that jazz. It was actually kind of nice because you had like your own little personal space.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it was like having like a bed veil.
Like,
yes.
When I had to go to India, we had to take like literally antibiotics
yeah,
and
I had
get
to take
shots.
Malaria meds, yeah.
So we didn't get malaria. And literally the other day, I heard something. Mosquitoes are the animal. Animal. My dad argued with me that mosquitoes aren't an animal, but organism, whatever, that kills the most people because
Correct.
Of yes. malaria.
Correct.
Not like a bear or a shark. It's mosquitoes.
Correct.
So they're
mosquitoes
garbage.
Mosquitoes are the deadliest organism.
They are.
Most pointless thing ever. Yeah.
Garbage.
These are questions for God when we get up there. I'm like, yeah. God.
Be like,
why? Why did you do that one? Why'd you do that one?
He'll be like, because I wanted to hear it on your podcast.
Are you listening, Jesus?
Oh, my God.
Probably. Okay. Don't even get me started on Thursdays. First of all, it's a little bit of a tease of a day, you know, because like you're close to Friday, but you're not on Friday yet. And so you're just hanging out on a thirsty Thursday and you're like, well, what am I going to do to get the weekend started? Because tomorrow's Friday, but like I already want to start having a good time. But today's Thursday and I still have to go to work tomorrow. Also, it's just like, you know, it's after hump day. It's just before Friday. It's kind of just a weird day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Also, the word Thursday bothers me.
It sounds gross.
Isn't Thursday.
It Isn't it weird?
It's a weird,
weird.
I don't like that. And
that's mic drop.
Literally.
Boom.
Why did that just remind me of an Office quote where someone was like talking to Dwight and he was like, well, yeah, that's why R is the scariest letter. That's why it's called murder, not muck duck. And it makes me like, cry laughing.
That's true.
Muck duck.
Muck duck. That's muck duck.
Muck duck.
Muck bung.
Oh.
I can't.
Oh, gosh.
I just took that into a whole other level.
Yeah,
like,
I
we went from Thursday to mukbang.
This is a full circle. It was a full circle moment.
This was a fun game.
This was literally fun.
That there's actually not other things in the bowl for me to don't ever.
I know.
Don't get me started.
We only did. We'll have to do this again.
No, we'll definitely do it again. It's funny because like this was a game that I played when I was like a leadership teen in our youth program, right?
Good.
And they would make us not make us, but like they would have us play this. Yeah, we had to do it. If we didn't, we couldn't go to church.
Oh my gosh.
That's not true. Just joking, JK. Yeah, it's fine. But they would have us do this, and it was like to prep us for being able to like be helpful, basically, and like talk about things. Oh, I talked about it with the core members that did these things, and they were like, "Yeah, we just wanted you guys to be able to like actually talk."
Oh, I mean that really got us started.
Yeah.
On stuff.
Listen, we got hyped, or maybe
it's
it was
good,
just
like,
me.
Icebreaker. We should do it.
No, it's a great game. As long as the teens are. Well, whoever does it, as long as they're willing to just like talk about something,
yeah,
like it doesn't even have to be factually true necessarily. They just have to talk about it.
Just make up absolute nonsense about a topic and just continue to speak. Just word vomit about something.
Yeah,
Thursdays suck. Okay,
listen.
See,
when
and
that
I'm stand behind,
I
that.
Wrote an entire paper on that in German.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
You added like a whole level of complexity. I can't even talk about Thursdays for more than a sentence.
They asked us to, it was like write a short story about something random. And I like, or no, we were assigned, was it? I don't even remember what
You're
it
like,
was.
It's a Thursday.
I don't remember. Well, yeah, I was just all like, what's something random? Thursday.
That sounds like something that goes
No, and
mind.
I literally
yeah,
went
seriously.
Through the exact same thought process that you did. I was thinking, well, it's after hump day.
Nice.
It's before Friday, it's not a Monday.
It's Thursday.
Right. Like I was like, it's not, I don't know what Thursday is other than just this weird in-between time where you're just kind of like in limbo.
It's true. It's Friday Eve.
Yeah, pretty
true.
Much.
Wow.
Honestly, thank God I didn't get that one. Like, as soon as you read that, I looked at Erica. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. She
How
was
would
all,
I be
she,
able to talk about that?
The look
that?
Of, like, disappointment and confusion was very real.
It's like, what? Just why?
She was all like, this was the smart side of the table, Eric. Why'd you write one word? And why was it Thursday?
Oh, gosh. I just can't get over the pack of peanuts. That was a good
that
one.
That was hilarious.
Like, we just look at each other like, is...
I didn't even know what was happening. I thought you were laughing because I was like, I'm going to die.
That's not funny. Kind of, but like, it not is. Funny.
Oh, I guarantee no. you if I ate a peanut and was like, oh my gosh, you'd be like,
oh my gosh. Hopefully not.
Well, oh, gosh. I ask if you were okay or do something. I don't know. EpiPen? What do you need for
yeah.
that?
Yeah, okay. You got an EpiPen. Yeah. Yeah. Or just, a Benadryl.
Well, this isn't coming out on a Thursday.
Because unfortunately.
I don't like Thursdays. So.
Oh, well, I guess it is.
It's coming out on a Tuesday.
It is.
On a Tuesday. That was, I didn't like that.
Get over it.
I know. I'm just like, oh, why? All right.
Okay, y'all,
well,
it's been fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a wrap for tonight. Make sure you give us a like.
Subscribe.
Five stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5-star rating. Tell us
Share it.
How much you love us.
Yeah, and we love
you. We'll
to
continue
Words
to tell you how much we love you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We already discussed that they're like not necessary, but they kind of are. So
they
like, you know, yeah, give us some words of affirmation. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram at @official_forsure.
F-O-U-R.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
The number.
Yep, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Stay tuned for merch.
Yeah, merch will be coming. Yeah. More posts, more fun stuff on the way.
This
so,
was a fun fourth episode for sure.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.